You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliet Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you this evening on this last show of 2017, wrapping up the year in style. We're going to be talking about a great show that does just that. It's the Dayton Underground Series End of Year Bash. We'll tell you about that and all the good stuff that Music Connection Dayton is up to here in just a moment. But first, let's get a little preview of the show, shall we? I want to welcome back to the studio some returning guests. They were on with us earlier this year in anticipation of having their new EP out. It is out in the world now, and we are so very excited for them and excited to see them tomorrow night at Oscar's Bar in Vandalia. Let's get a little taste of what they have to offer. Welcome back, Thundertaker, and take it away, guys.
Next step, I have to know. All the years of stress, they start to show. I'm breaking like red, you've been to show. Every day I blame myself, I have to let it go. Hard to be in this pragmatic corporate overload. I'm landing like a stick against me. Yeah.
Undertaker live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome back, you guys.
Hey, thanks.
So happy to have you here. So 2017 has been kind of a big year for the band. You've got the EP. It feels like you've been like gigging out a lot this year. Give me a little snapshot of kind of your highlights of this past year.
Oh, definitely. December 8th, the EP release was definitely one of the most humbling experiences we've had as a band yet. We had a really good turnout and just tons of support, tons of people singing the lyrics. Every band brought their A game.
Some really great bands with us that night, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of like our personal little all-star roster right there with Ryan Jasper the Colossal and Spanish Tony Sanchez, man. We had a blast. That's definitely probably the personal highlight for me so far. And, of course, being on Kaleidoscope a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes for a good year.
Veterans.
That's right.
So it's been a great year. What does next year hold for you guys? What are your plans so far?
Well, we're doing on the 28th. We're going to be playing here at the Underground Connection Awards. We're looking forward to that. And then 2018, we've got some big media stuff coming. And then we've also starting off the year January 13th at Bogart's.
Nice.
With the Four Horsemen, a Metallica tribute.
That's so awesome.
He loves Metallica.
I do. I love
so
Metallica. You can't tell. So that's kind of the start of the year.
Great, great. Are you hoping, now that you've got the new EP out, starting the year strong with the Bogart's show, are you hoping to try to get out on the road in 2018?
Yeah, we'll be doing a little of that. Stewart Management is actually taking over some stuff for us. We worked with those guys on the record. They Gino and Eric Stewart produced Alternate Universe, and they are now Effective Management. So they're going to be working with us as well. So we're kind of excited about that. We're not going to be actually doing every bit of it. We're going to be working as a team with these guys. So, and obviously, yeah, their goal is to do some bigger stuff. So
that's exciting.
We're looking kind of forward to letting somebody lead the way on that a little bit, actually. So,
well, it's nice to be able to have somebody to partner with you on the business end of things, so you can just kind of focus in on the music and doing the shows and all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've been a pretty DIY band.
getting a little professional in the new year, huh?
We're gonna try.
Trying to
exercise. Yeah. See how that works. That's awesome. And are you guys hoping to get back in the studio at all in 2018, or yet to be determined?
Oh yeah, we'll be back. We'll be in the studio.
Ken would know about that.
Yeah.
Well, we've got some new material already. We've been playing live, and we're still working on a few more. So, yeah, I think we'll be ready to roll here before long.
Yeah, a couple of the songs that will be on our next one are have been in our live set now for a minute, and we're definitely going to use both of them. And we'll be back in the studio more than likely early spring.
Awesome.
That way we can keep rotating them, because it takes a while. So
yeah,
if we start in the spring, we'll be doing good to have a year gap between them by the time we're done. So that's our goal.
Excellent. So more to look forward to from you guys, both on the live front and the recorded front. Very exciting. In the meantime, as we close out 2017, you can see Thundertaker live at Oscars in Vandalia. It's part of the Dayton Underground Series End of Year Bash. They'll be joined on stage by Rind and Deuterus. And we're going to hear one from the new Thundertaker EP here in just a moment. But first, can we hear another live one, guys?
Absolutely. This is Alternate Universe.
Your life, you stain your shadow, my days become night, little finger. disagree. I got my puppet with no choice. My desire has a hold of me, so cut the strings and let me be free.
Undertaker live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Their new EP is called Alternate Universe. It's available now, and you can catch these guys live at Oscars in Vandalia. That is tomorrow night, and they're going to be joined on the stage by Deuteris and Rind. We're going to tell you more about that show here in just a moment. But first, we want to play one for you from the EP. We're going to hear Yin and Yang. Do you guys want to introduce this one at all?
You already did.
Ta-da!
This is Yin and Yang.
Thanks, you guys.
You know I don't mean to take you for granted. I know that I can be selfish sometimes. I just don't want to feel empty-handed by leaving the whole world out on a line. It's harder for me to put into words why I push away and criticize. It's hard enough to feel a little insecure. You've sacrificed, yet I can't find the time. Well, it's the give and take I can't seem to handle it. Antagonize, but you can be selfish once in a while. Words can be weapons twisted like knives to feel unimportant and left in the night. It's not that I don't feel the same as you, but I've analyzed it and thought it through. Changed perspectives to find our own cue. Well, it's been give and take. I can't seem to handle the yin and yang. The balance of the struggle between wanting more and wanting what you've got. It's the compromise in every situation. A gaming's just out of every small frustration. Coming to terms with you.
in every situation, getting stressed out over every small frustration, coming to terms that you leave and you learn.
That's The Undertaker from their new EP. It's called Alternate Universe. And as we mentioned, you can catch them live tomorrow night at Oscars in Vandalia. They're going to be playing as part of the Dayton Underground Series End of Year Bash. And joining us, the, what shall I call you? The master of events, of ceremonies, of awesomeness.
You always have great names for me.
I always give you titles, yes.
Here, I'll take it.
Yeah, you know. We've got Kimberly Weiss from the Music Connection Dayton. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I'm so excited to be here.
My pleasure. So you've been running the Dayton Underground Series once again this year. Yeah. Give us a little snapshot of what the series, how the series has manifested this year, and
sure,
then how we're going to see it play out tomorrow night.
Sure. So last year we did the Underground Series and we finished out coming here talking to you. And then this year we did it all over again, had another, I believe it was 18 bands this year, had six different shows and six different venues. It was quite an experience and we had a lot of fun. We had this year Dayton Music Scene crew from DATV actually came and joined us this year and recorded all of the shows, and we caught all of the action, and it's been quite a blast just getting to hear all this different music. I love this local scene here and love getting to support it. So we threw all the shows and we're culminating that here at the end of the year at Oscars and Vandalia. I've almost become our kind of hometown location for great shows, and we love supporting them. And we'll have Deuteris and Rind and Thundertaker are going to finish that out for us, and we'll also add in the award ceremony for our Best of Dayton Underground show. So
let's talk a little bit let's talk a little bit more about the series itself. In addition to adding the video component this year, you also went to some like non-traditional venues. I know you did one at Mike's Bike Park.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what that was like, getting to program, sort of pair these genres and spaces and getting to program some like non-traditional venues this time around.
Mike's Bike Park was an awesome venue to work with. It was it's definitely non-traditional. They have... And it's an indoor bike park, so you've got a giant warehouse. It's huge. It's kind of bouncy, so there's a lot of space to work with. We brought in some lights for there. They have built a stage for there that actually works as a dual purpose. They can use it as ramps and riding, and then when they have a show, they can just take all that gear away. You can roll your gear right up onto the stage and have a good time. And they have an in-house system there. And we just did it after hours kind of party there. They are open until usually, I think, 10 p.m. And we kind of took over around 8. And that was really cool. It was definitely different trying to coordinate all those different things that are usually there at a traditional venue that are not there at a non-traditional venue. But Mike's was awesome. Mike Olbisig, he is super supportive. He's a local musician, so he understands a lot of the logistical issues, and he's just all about doing anything local music or bringing in the community to that that venue. So that was a lot of fun.
And as you mentioned, we're going to be hearing the results of the voting this year.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Sure.
Who votes and kind of what are the categories this year?
Sure. So we try to incorporate both public voting and industry voting. We feel like the public should have a say in who they feel is the best local music. And we also feel like you can't also just leave it up to the public. You need to have some people who have experience and have heard a lot of music and who have training and skills and background in the industry. So we started out with a week of online voting publicly, and the folks from those categories ended up We moved them on to the second round, and we have three main categories: best live act, best recording, and best date and band. And then we have categories for each of the genres as well. So I think we have like 10 genre categories. And we've been tabulating votes, taking votes from industry voters. We've had business owners and venue owners and service providers, booking agents, sound people, local musicians, they all got in on it. And we have more than 45 votes now from those folks. And those have finished up as of tonight. And we'll start tabulating those. And then we keep them ultra secret. Nobody's going to know about it until the night of the show on the 28th.
Like the golden envelope.
It is. It's going to be a little secret envelope. And I'm the only one that's going to know the answers. And no one will hear about it until we open them up on stage. And we're going to bring some local folks who helped us do those votes. We're going to bring them up on stage, have them help us announce those. We'll be doing that in between sets from the bands just to keep things moving along. And it's going to be really, really exciting. And we get to give away some little prizes and stuff, too. We get to, thanks to our supporter from Trojan City Music, we'll be giving away some gift certificates for them, for our winners, and some promotional stuff from Music Connection, and just lots of fun.
That's awesome. And I also would be remiss if I didn't mention that the whole series and all of this does have a charity element to it as well.
Yes, absolutely. Every show we try to bring in clothing donations for Helping the Homeless, Dayton, Ohio. And that is a local woman, a good friend of mine, who actually takes the clothes and distributes them by hand directly to those folks and individuals and families who are in need. And she does that all year long. She doesn't ever stop doing it, though we usually get our biggest donations in the winter when it's cold. People still need everything all year round. So she collects those donations in her own home, and she actually hand distributes them on her own time. Nobody pays her to do that. And we really, really, we definitely support people who do those kinds of things. So every month we collect some donations at our shows, and hopefully we'll get a bunch more at this show as well, and we can finish off strong.
It's really beautiful to have that kind of DIY spirit, you know, coming from both the music and the charitable effort there. It feels so fitting to have that that type of charity where it's like one person just like making it happen, because for so often for our local bands, that's how it starts, is just a couple people kind of making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it builds and builds and builds.
And I talk about that regularly at our shows, that, you know, the local bands are tremendously supportive as far as doing charity work and throwing shows and donating their time and their energy and their hearts to make sure that somebody gets what they need, whether that is a GoFundMe online or throwing an actual concert or donating music and prizes. The local music community really is one of your heart and soul supporters of people in need all year long. So I love our music community.
And looking forward after we round the year out with the big bash and sort of put 2017 in music to bed, what are you thinking for 2018? What's next for Music Connection Dayton?
Oh my goodness. Well, we have some things in the works, but it's all very hush hush.
Okay.
So can't give away anything today. We might have to just save that for the first of the year.
Fair enough. So should we look to the internet for exciting announcements?
Oh yes, definitely. Definitely. Facebook and our website, Music Connection Dayton. I think one thing I guess I can sneak out is that we have a long time ago, we had a database that we made publicly available. It was just like this spreadsheet. It was very awkward, hard to manage, but it was helpful for keeping track of your local bands. And that kind of all went away. Technology changed so fast, and we've reworked some things out. And I think as of 2018 on our website, we're going to have another directory. It's just going to be local bands. It's going to be easily searchable. We'll have links. We'll have images. We'll have all kinds of good stuff. And Dayton will be moving into the 21st century.
That's exciting. Well, that is certainly something to look forward to.
They already did. Hopefully I will with them.
Bringing the technology
yes,
with us.
Yes, yes.
Well, we will look for that for sure. And we'll get some links up to the Music Connection Dayton website and Facebook on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. In the meantime, make a trip out to Oscar's Bar in Vandalia tomorrow night. It's the Dayton Underground Series end of year bash. It's going to be an awesome show. Deuterus on stage, Rind, and of course our guest, Thundertaker. It's going to be a great time, and we're going to find out who wins this year. Who are our Dayton music champions for the year, we'll say.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be awesome. Parties and fun and food. And I should also mention we do have VIP passes still available. You can find out all about that on our Facebook page.
Well, go to the Facebook page, grab those VIP passes, and get ready for a great night of music with the Dayton Music Connection and the Dayton Underground Series. It's the end of year bash. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Kimberly, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
Juliet, thank you.